Oh, all right. Don't mind me, Lori.
What is that?
Printing out a copy Parts? Of it's like a this is Nicole's making a quilt. My wife loves to quilt.
They are beautiful. Her
so
quilts.
Thank you. Yes. And this design is going to be on her next quilt. Man. So she sent me a text. She goes, "Could you enlarge this and print it out for me?" So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm helping my wife with her quilting.
You're such a good hubby.
We have like 18 quilts laying around the house right now.
Oh my gosh, and they're so beautiful.
They are.
So beautiful.
Most of them are going to be shipped out to different people because they pay for her.
That's awesome.
And I can't believe the amount of money people will spend on a quilt.
But you know what? Because they're so technical.
They are technical.
I mean, I'm a seamstress. I can sew you a wedding dress in a heartbeat, but I cannot make a quilt.
Now, I know why they cost so much in terms of the person putting the work into it, but I don't know. And maybe it's just me. I'm a guy, maybe. But I don't... To shell out $500 for a quilt...
Okay, wait.
Is
here's the thing. Quilts get registered and they live forever. I have my great grandmother's quilt.
You sound just like my wife.
Quilts
I know there's
are a thing.
A sentimental thing. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are sentimental things.
It's not a blanket. It's a quilt.
And she does a lot of baby quilts. Mm-hmm. And the baby quilts, I get that. But man, people have spent
my kids' baby blankets.
$700 for a quilt.
I know, but you know what?
How bad do you want a quilt?
You know what? Your son's wife's. Your son, when him and his wife have a kid, that kid is going to be so happy to have one of Nicole's quilts.
I'm glad people are buying quilts for that much because it helps us with our household finances.
Absolutely.
I'm like, keep pounding those quilts out, honey. You're doing great. And she is phenomenal at it.
She is. And I've seen her stuff, and it is intricate and amazing.
We have stuff all over the place.
I know. So speaking of that, remember we were talking about decluttering when she was going out of town?
Yes.
So I took it to heart, you know. It's so easy in your own house to not really notice things you see them every day.
Right.
So I got to thinking about it, and somebody had given me about 6 huge plants. They're fake, but they really look real. And they're in baskets. They're beautiful. And I've had them around my house, but they feel like clutter. And so the other day, I just took them all and I put them outside, and I was like, wow.
You breathe
a little bit. Yes.
Me too. We have so much stuff. And I told my mother-in-law, bless her heart, and my mom too, because they'll send us stuff. And I was just like, no more stuff. We don't need any more stuff in the house. I don't want gadgets. We don't need any more mugs. We don't need any more tumblers. I just stop with the stuff. Everyone's got so much stuff.
I know. My kids said that too. They're like, don't buy me stuff. But I will buy the kids activity kits.
Yeah.
Or like natural things like those geode rocks they can crash. I mean, that's kind of a cool thing they can do and keep. But no more tumblers, no more cups, no more, not even really clothes. They pick out their own clothes.
If someone brings another coffee mug in our house, I'm gonna go through the roof.
And you know what? I have coffee mugs I don't even like, but I feel like I have to keep them.
I know.
Because somebody gave them to me.
I hate that.
Welcome, Anna D.
Oh, yes. Hi, guys.
She's hardworking.
We got into quilting and clutter so quickly, we forgot to introduce ourselves. I'm AJ. I host the afternoon show here at KRWM, Warm 106.9 in beautiful Seattle, Washington. She is...
Lori, Coach Lori.
Life Coach Lori. She has a book called...
Did Not See That Coming.
And a podcast called...
Enough.
And over here to my far right is...
Anna D.
Anna D is the queen of all trades here at the radio station. She does everything but a whole lot of nothing in general.
But people are putting crap on my desk and I hate them for it. I hate it.
I know.
Stop it.
No, Anna does
She's
a lot.
Hard worker.
Making me work.
You're actually... What is your official title?
National Sales Support.
No, national. Anytime you have... Have the word national in front of your title.
Right.
Or, that's impressive. So I give you a lot of grief.
Right.
I give you
because
a lot of
That's
hard
every
time.
Station.
Yeah.
With every big company, it's every single station.
Every station in the world. So,
yeah.
So what we're saying here is Anna D is a big deal. The D stands for big deal. Anna BD. Big deal.
Mother. I love it.
I'm gonna call her. What's her phone number?
We were talking about clutter and I decluttered when the wife and the kid were gone, and I looked in the house last night, and I was just like, It's like I didn't do anything.
We always say the house threw up.
And it's like you didn't do anything.
It's like
so
I didn't
it's like
do anything. Cool. They
status
brought,
quo.
They brought all this stuff back from Nebraska, and it's just like all these things that
you
we
made room
don't
for it.
Need.
Thanks for this shell figurine.
I mean, there's always got to be a hoodie that comes back from wherever we go. There's always got to be a mug or mm-hmm. or a tumbler or something mm-hmm. like that. Our cupboards are filled. It's ridiculous.
I'm sorry.
We have so much stuff, and I told my family and even mother-in-law, everything, stop getting us stuff. I don't want any more stuff. We don't need any more kitchen gadgets. We got everything we need. We don't need more stuff.
Right.
Thank you.
So take all those tumblers, the water things, and give them to the homeless shelters because
yes.
then the homeless
that's
people
a good
can
idea.
Refill them.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
And instead of getting us more stuff, use the money you paid for the stuff and just give us the money.
Yeah.
Oh,
I like
that's
that.
That's a better idea.
There you go.
Definitely.
And then we can spend that on experiences.
But you know what? Here's
and
the
months.
Thing.
Or booze.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing what people say. They're like, I want to see the look on their face. And it's like, it's not about you.
Right. Right. It's right.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, it is about me.
Oh, so, but we got some good stuff. And my wife has a bunch of quilts laying around right
now.
Show
her the picture.
This is just something I got a text from her. She's like, can you print this design out? So this is going to be one of the designs on her quilts that she makes. And she sells them. And we're talking about, people spend an insane amount of money on quilts. And I know they're special. But I can't imagine. There's people that she sold a quilt for $750.
Do you have any quilts passed
down? And there's
down
some
in your
that
family?
Go more than that.
No.
Yeah, you pass them down. I mean, watch the movie The Great American Quilt. Come mm-hmm. on.
Really?
It's a thing.
Really?
They're registered.
I'm going to fall asleep just thinking about it.
Yeah, once they're registered, they're worth even more money. Come on, you guys.
Wait, I don't understand.
Grow up.
I guess a quilt.
Are you guys millennials?
Not,
quilts are special. Quilts. I get it. I get they're special.
I don't get it, actually. But I don't really get it.
I don't either. I don't either.
It's
I
just
try.
A blankie, right?
It's more than a blankie. Nicole, where are you?
Well,
get over here.
Like, if you
help
wash
me out.
It, what happens if you wash
you don't,
it?
Isn't, no, because you don't use them like that.
That's
you
gross.
Hang them on a wall
if you
or you just
it.
Keep them. And they're,
what do you
they're,
do with them? Fold them and
wait,
keep them
you
in the
pass
closet?
Them down. You pass them down.
Yeah,
I have my great great-grandmother's quilt and it's beautiful.
And it's funny you mentioned that because my wife's working on her great-grandmother.
She's restoring it.
It's her grandma's mother. So that would be her great-grandma, right? So she is restoring that one.
See?
And it's very special.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking at it through my eyes, if someone said, hey, you can have this quilt, but you need to give me $750. I would laugh and I would turn around and walk away because I don't think I would never ever pay $700. I wouldn't pay $750 for
it,
a lot of things.
Think of
but
it
a quilt
like this:
is very low on that list.
Think of it like this: specialty cars. We wouldn't pay that much, but the people that like them keep them, and they don't drive them every day. They keep them. They're special.
Well, people are very serious about quilts.
Yes.
There is a market for them.
They're themed to meet that person. They're mm-hmm. a representation
yes. okay, exactly.
of the family. Or of the.
Yes. I'm like, I want to go to Costco. Maybe I should get a goose down quilt and just hand it over to my daughter.
Just say you made it. It's the homemade quilts. It's the homemade quilts.
And she has, okay, see, we need to clarify because I'm just
I'm
thinking,
trying.
Throw a
you guys,
quilt
I'm trying.
To somebody.
It's the handmade, and my wife puts so much time and effort
it is. It
into it.
It takes so much time.
And I know through the quilt maker's eyes why it takes so much why it costs so much because it takes a lot of work.
And it's precision.
It is precision, and there's a lot of care that goes into it. But I'm just saying, as a purchaser, if someone said, hey, here's a quilt, you want to pay $500 for it? I'm like, no. But I mean, there are people that consider them very special. There is
a market
for them, and I'm glad there's a market for them because it's helping give us a little more financial freedom in our household because she's making some good money on making
and
those quilts.
And she loves to do it.
And she
How
loves
awesome
to do
to
it.
Do what you love.
She is amazing at making quilts. My wife, I put her up. I've seen some of the professional quilters. Mm-hmm. She showed me all the pages and stuff like that. And bless her heart. I mean, she is phenomenal at it. So, but I just don't get the whole quilt craze. That's just me.
Well, it's not just you. It's me
it's
as
you.
Well.
It's me and Anna right here.
You and Anna.
But my mom, I guess I don't know why we never had quilts in our family, but then they were from the islands.
Mm.
They're like first generation immigrants here. So they didn't need quilts being from hot weather.
Yeah.
Right.
So I guess.
Well, there's some chilly nights in Hawaii, I'm sure.
Well, I'm not from Hawaii.
Oh,
by the
Philippines.
Way.
Philippines? Philippines. Why did I say Hawaii? Philippines, right?
St. Louis. No, yeah. Philippines.
Philippines. Oh, yeah. They don't need quotes there.
Yeah, go out to lunch with her. You've always got to have sushi.
Oh, yeah.
Always got to have sushi.
Sushi.
So you are originally from St. Louis, right?
Yeah, I'm from St. Louis, though.
Oh. Mm-hmm. East St. Louis? That's where all the fancy houses are.
You learned that from National Lampoon's Vacation, didn't you?
I'm from the west side of Chicago, here on vacation.
But I'm from the suburbs of Oakville.
Oh, Oakville.
And
that
then Crèvecoeur.
Fancy. It sounds fancy.
It's
and now
fancy.
You live above Lake Washington in Newcastle.
Well, actually, it's Renton.
Renton. Well, there's the whole other.
Which is like East St. Louis. Just kidding.
Renton is a suburb of Seattle here, for those that don't know. And there's two ways to say it. There's Renton, and then there's Renton, and there's different parts of it, okay?
Yeah.
There's the Renton part of the town, and then there's the
Renton
part of town. And Anna D lives in the Renton part of town above Lake Washington on a hillside with pine trees all around.
Oh, my goodness.
In her swanky, quiltless house.
The question is, could you see her house from the roller coaster?
Oh, probably if I would have looked hard enough. But yeah, I did for National Roller Coaster Day. I rode the Timberhawk roller coaster at Wild Waves theme park here just outside of Seattle for 4 hours.
You had a goal. You wanted 100.
My goal was 3 hours. I didn't know how long the ride was. Mm-hmm. And even the people that did all 6 hours didn't get 100.
Oh, really?
It was only like 88, 90, maybe. It was below 100.
Oh, interesting.
So I was way off on the
And you worked really hard to get that gig. You worked really hard to do that.
Yeah. He was begging.
Yeah, it was kind of pathetic.
And it was so much fun. I always wanted to do that. It was like a childhood dream come true. Just ride a roller coaster nonstop. You don't have to get off. You don't have to wait in line. You can just ride a roller coaster for hours. And it was a dream come true, and it was so much fun.
So,
Until hour three. Hour three, I kind of hit a wall because I started to really get hungry because I hadn't eaten really.
You didn't take snacks?
Well, I had pretzels. I had a few pretzels, but I didn't want to eat too much. I was afraid
These
to eat too much.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
Right?
I thought I would throw up, so I didn't want to eat.
Oh,
you know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
So I wanted to go
Be
as long
smart
as I could.
About it.
And then 3 o'clock comes rolling around. We started at noon. So after 3 hours, I'm like, oh, I'm hungry. I was going to stop then, but I said, okay, I'll go one more hour. And by 4 o'clock, not only was I starving, but I had to poop really, really bad.
Whoa, dude.
And it
Did you
hit
make
me.
Him stop and let it, you off?
And I got.
Stop everything!
I got lucky because it hit me with about 20 minutes left until like my 4 o'clock time. Because every hour you had 10 minutes to go out and do whatever, poop, pee, do whatever. But I wasn't going to make it. I didn't think I was going to make it.
Mm.
So the last 6 or 7 rides were absolutely brutal.
Oh, no. The bull was at the gate.
Man, it was rough. I didn't know if I was going to have to raise my hand and tap out or what.
Or just do it.
Oh. And then I thought.
That's what Depends are for.
How cool would it have been if I just would have bought some Depends and just wore them on here?
Oh, wow.
I mean, kind of nasty.
That's how dedicated he was.
That's gross.
But I got through that, and I ended up riding a roller coaster for 4 hours nonstop.
Wow.
And then I did it 60 laps, 60 times around. So
that's a lot.
It was a dream come true for me.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it.
And a new record from 12.
And a new record from 12, which I did at Disneyland on the Incredicoaster.
Sweet.
So, yeah, it was pretty. It was a really neat experience, and I want to try it again on a different coaster because I'm kind of burnt out on that one. I want to do something different now.
Which one? Have you picked one?
I wouldn't mind trying it on the Incredicoaster.
That would be nice.
At Disneyland. That'd be great. And then, oh man, there's some. You guys ever hear of Cedar Point Amusement Park in Ohio? I grew up in Ohio, so I'm really familiar with it. I used to go there as a kid. It's the roller coaster capital of the world.
Wait, is that the one with the tornado? Was there a roller coaster called Tornado over there?
No, I don't think so.
Or that was Iowa.
I don't remember a tornado.
Yeah. Okay.
But they have the highest, the fastest, the steepest coasters in the world in Ohio, right? And this place, I grew up like 2 hours from this place, and it's always been there, and that was our summertime place. We'd always go to Cedar Point. Yeah. So I'd like to try one of them there.
Mm.
Nice.
place.
One of those fine places. Yeah. I'm a roller coaster nut.
The Midwest theme parks seem to really have it together.
Yeah.
I really
Six Flags
feel like
in St. Louis?
Goodwin? Over Mid-America. Awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's much bigger than our theme park right here.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of theme parks up this way. There's there's the Silverwood one. Is it Silverwood
like in
Idaho?
That's like 7 hours away or something. Right?
Yeah, it's good. A good drive away. But yeah. But yeah, the roller coaster thing went really well. 4 hours, 60 times, 60 laps nonstop.
Oh, sweet.
And I didn't poop my pants or pass out from hunger.
You know what? I was on that same roller coaster 2 days later.
Yeah.
And
did you think of me?
Had I known that you had to go poop,
like she wouldn't have got on.
I would have just checked each seat for skid marks.
Well, takes a little Febreze with her.
Febreze. Wow, man.
That's awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, and I
for
love it
pooping.
How...
What's your biggest accomplishment you ever did? Have you ever tried something, like set your mind to do something? And have you...
Nope.
No, nothing?
Nothing I can think of.
I thought you were going to say something sweet, like, all having my children.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that. I'm trying to think of something that's, you know, unique, but I'm not really sure. So I'm just going to... give it to you,
academically,
Lori.
In school, did everyone a spelling bee? You were doing
I guess,
sports?
You know, the first time when I was a sophomore, I tried for this musical, and I was always scared out of my wits to speak or, you know, sing out loud, but I did it, and I got in, and it was, like, really cool. So,
well, that's great.
And ever since, I'd been doing musicals, and then now I'm in choir, and, you know.
You are.
Yeah.
You are, and you guys do it for Christmas, aren't you, in the...
In our Christmas choir.
Yes.
Christmas Mass.
Be looking for that here with Warm 106.9 for our Seattle's Christmas station. Lori, your greatest accomplishment. What, do you have anything fun like that that you've done?
And, I mean, I think writing a book.
I think that is a good one.
I'm not a writer. So there's people that are writers and they can make things sound so, they can make food sound delicious.
Right.
I'm like, it was a hamburger, it had cheese.
Right.
But that's what
makes your book so good.
It was a coaching book.
Yes.
So it wasn't, you know, a novel. And I did have an editor. But that, I couldn't believe it that I actually did it and published it and it was done. And
that's huge. I mean, I vote Lori's is above either one of ours. Lori's got a book. I think it'd be so cool to like look at a book, have it, and be like, there's your name on it. And I tell you, this is mine. I did this. And that's so cool.
Well, and you know, I live alone and was it before Facebook? It might have been. And so when the boxes came, you know, because you get boxes of them, and I'm like, I open them up and I'm home alone and I'm like, here's my book, you know.
Now, do you have like a bookshelf of nothing but your books on that?
Actually, no, because
I'd do something like that. I'd be like, here's the bookshelf, look at this.
It's got nothing but your books.
Yeah, no, I ended up, the ones that I got, mostly I ended up like giving to family. And you know, I work with single moms, and a lot of times they just don't have the money, and so I just give them the book. And so I have about four left.
Nice.
But I can always buy more.
Yeah, you can.
I got one of your books. On my shelf.
Did you read it?
I did.
Awesome. Yeah, most people don't. If you write a book, they tell you most people won't read it, and it's not because they don't
know you, right?
Well, no, they mean to.
Mm-hmm.
They buy it, they look at it, they mean to, but then they just don't.
I haven't read. I ain't gonna lie. Since I graduated high school, I've read maybe I could probably count on one hand how many books I've read. I just don't read. I know I shouldn't say that, but I just don't have the time to read.
You know, one of the best books I read was Outlander, and Anna D was the one. She told me to read it. Well, the one I got was some sci-fi. Remember? And I was like, I took it to work. I'm like, is this the book you? She's like, no. But then they made it into this, you know, series, and amazing.
I got to put the phone down and start reading. That's what I got
to
do.
Or listen to books on tape.
It's so boring.
Really?
Yes, it's so boring. When I'm in the car, I want music. I got to have something bumping in. You know what I mean?
I've done audiobooks, but do they have music in the background at all?
Well, they have professionals doing it. So it's not like somebody reading a book like la, la, la.
You know, they're actually, my wife listens to them. Yeah, she made me listen to some.
It's almost like drama.
And we'll listen to some like true crime sort of stuff. It was pretty interesting. But after like an hour, I was just like... Okay, I'm done.
Gotta have the music.
So, folks, text us at what's the text?
37667.
And give AJ some ideas of his first book to read as an adult.
Yeah. Well, I've read many books with my son, so those should count.
Cool. Okay, right? All right, so many good night, books. Moon.
One
good
foot,
job.
Two foot, red foot, blue foot.
I've read
The Places You Will Go. Good,
lots of big pictures, lots of big words.
And font-wise, big words.
Yeah, I just, but seriously, I've read maybe 5-6 books. Mm. I know it hasn't been more than 10. Since I graduated in 1991.
Like Great Gatsby,
so
Beowulf.
I just don't read many books.
Yeah, I think there's some people don't read, but I'm an avid reader. And my granddaughter, she's 7. She takes a huge thing home from the library and she reads them all.
Yeah.
She's like, nice. You can't even pull her out.
Well, I used to love to read. As a kid, I loved to read. And even through high school, I read. And then I graduated high school. I was like, done with reading. I gotta read the news. I don't read it newspaper anymore. Everything's online, right. But I like magazines and stuff like that. I can read. I just choose not to.
Interesting. Because you have other things.
Yeah, it's just really boring to me.
Do you watch movies?
No, I'm bad at sitting still.
You are.
Oh, that might be
you.
I'm bad at sitting still. I've always been. I think I do have ADD. I really do. Because I'm bad at sitting still.
You've got the H in there. ADHD.
ADHD.
Yes.
Because I'm hyper.
Oh my gosh, Dr. Lori.
Well, if you see him in there all day, he's dancing. I'm like,
I've got the H. Don't forget the H.
Don't forget the H.
She insisted on the H.
That's what we love about you.
That's funny. But I think that's a big part of why I don't read. I'm not good with movies unless I'm really into it. If I really want to watch the movie, I'll watch it. But if it's just something I'm kind of like, meh. Then I'm going to be done in half
an hour. People with ADHD do have a hard time reading because it's hard to focus that long.
Yeah.
You get distracted.
Yep.
So I'll give you that.
All right. Now, can you give me any, what should I do about that? Should I go to the doctor?
No.
No?
Use it. It's a gift. Look at how creative you are. Look how passionate you are. It's a gift.
Sure.
We all wish we had your energy.
I want ADHD.
I think you got it too.
Honestly.
I think look, a squirrel.
She has it without the H. She has it without the. She's just ADD.
I'm just ADD. Yeah. I thought I was OCD.
Yeah, well, you are that too.
I'm OCD AD.
Sometimes when you have one thing, you have another too.
Aww,
but
man.
You know, it's a good thing.
So am I more gifted than AJ?
You're probably
having
equal.
That's not saying much.
But you know, we look at those as disorders because, right? What's the last D? It's a disorder, but it's not. It's a gift because it's the creative. It's the people with OCD or ADHD that create. And sometimes when they get on medication, they get that dullness. And that's why they don't like it, because they can't create. So really, it's a
gift. That's a great way of looking at it.
And really, it's just use it to your benefit.
I think I've done that pretty good. I think you've been brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I don't know about brilliant. Me and brilliant in the same sentence. That's pushing it, Lori, but thank you.
Speaking of that, though, there are coaches specifically for ADHD.
Yeah.
And,
really?
Yeah,
coaches.
My son, my youngest, has it, and we called him Danger the minute he was born, because he was like, the minute he could get his hands on anything, he could throw it dead aim. And, you know, all the big kids are running from him and he's a baby.
Yeah.
But, you know, it shows up early. And you drink a ton of coffee. And, you know, that's.
I've cut down a lot in my coffee.
Most people, it jazzes them up. But for you, it calms you down.
Yeah. I almost feel like I'm immune to it sometimes.
Yeah. Well.
There it is.
There it is. Hey, I did it.
What? You did it. You did a song quote. Lori did it today. And a tag team. Whoop, there it is.
Work.
So proud of myself.
Now, are you hot in here right now?
It's so freaking hot.
Okay, I'm glad it's not just me.
No, but usually it's cold in here because you like it cold and your thing over there controls this one.
And Anna just showed us her long sleeves. You are cold again.
I'm not cold. I'm just right.
All right. Well, I want to talk about this study that was done this past week. And it said that this is done by Energy Star. And they are jointly run by the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA. Mm. It says you should keep your home set at 78 degrees year-round. 78 degrees.
78?
If you're during the day, if you're at home, if you're not, crank it up to 85.
What?
They're saying if you're not at home or if you're in bed, put it at 82, 78 if you're at home during the day. I would roast.
That's too hot.
I would absolutely roast. Now, we don't have air conditioning. This is if you have air conditioning. Oh. Most people in Seattle don't. Mm-mm. We don't. Our house during the summer is so hot. So it probably is 85 degrees constantly. And I am sweating bullets.
That's interesting.
But this study says that you should keep your house. It's 78 during the day in the summer if you have air conditioning, 85 when you leave the house, and 82 when you sleep at night.
Wow.
82 is hard.
What does this do? I guess I'm not getting
it. Saves energy.
Really?
You're looking to save energy and save money.
It seems like it would be the opposite.
Yeah, because we'd have to heat up our house with the house heater. I mean,
well, if you do have central air conditioning.
I don't.
Okay, this is for if you have central air conditioning.
Okay.
You create that. Because we have it. My mom has it. And when I go home next week to visit my mom, that thing gets cranked down to about 68, 70.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, my God, AJ, I'm freezing.
I feel sorry for your mom.
But she keeps it at like 74. Mm. But 82, I mean, that is a really hot sleeping temperature, I
think.
That
is.
Because I struggle to sleep during the summer here because we don't have air conditioning.
Like, I wonder if that even applies to the Pacific Northwest because, like, we're—
For the people that have central air conditioning,
cool.
It does.
Okay.
You know
really?
What I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And for
what percentage of people have air conditioning?
I know back home, like in the Midwest, we all had it in our homes. Yeah. Like all my family, they have it.
Yeah. Where my daughter lives in Reading, they have it in a swamp cooler or they have air conditioning. But
and
here,
then
you had to get one. Remember that hot summer? He's like, how do people live without air conditioning?
Just sweat. My first and second summer here without air conditioning, I was a mess. Yeah. I did not sleep hardly at all during the summer months. It was brutal.
Yeah.
And I remember when I first time I went to our first apartment we bought here or rented here, I went in. I said, okay, now, you know, where's the air conditioning thermostats? He's like, oh, you don't need air conditioning here in Seattle. It never gets hot. And I was just like, oh, okay. I was in Seattle one time in my life before I moved here.
Yeah.
And I thought, I was just like, oh, I don't know. It's pretty warm today. And this was like in May and it was about 75 and it felt a little warm. But I thought, well, maybe he doesn't get much hotter than this. He's put the windows open. That's fine. So we move into the apartment. And then I swear to God, it was the next week. We had the biggest heat wave in the history of Seattle. And I was literally sweating in bed. I was like bullets coming off of me. And I was just like, cursing. I was so mad.
We used to have summers where it wouldn't get hot until July.
Yeah.
And sometimes maybe August. Was that the case? You're from here like all your life.
Oh yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
And now like I think
Lori grew up on the beach.
Yeah.
She had the cool saltwater breeze.
I did. Spoiled.
When did it start getting hot in like I remember 2015 April was hot and never rained and it was annoyingly hot, and I was like, this is not Seattle.
Yeah, that was the first year for my son was born in 2015, and that was his first summer. And
that was
the worst
summer ever.
We couldn't, his bedroom was upstairs, and we couldn't put him in his bedroom because it was like 90 degrees in the house.
Yeah.
So he had to sleep downstairs with us in our air-conditioned room. We had like a swamp cooler. Yeah.
So the opposite of you, my college roommate came here, and it was so beautiful. She moved here, and then she's like, when she moved here, she's like, where's the sun? It's always cold. So I think it just varies, you know, and I think that we just get used to it. Like, you know, we had that cloudy day and we're all like, oh, bummed out. And then the sun comes out and we're like, happy. We don't even remember yesterday.
So when did it start getting hot, hot, like all the time early in the summers? Have you noticed that it's changed or is it just my
This summer hasn't been
random.
Too bad. This season hasn't been too bad.
Yeah, this one hasn't been bad. But I remember some bad summers.
Yeah, so I think, well, like
last
the
three.
Snow.
Yeah.
It's like the snow. We'll have one or two bad winters, and then we'll have a winter with no snow at all. So I think it's just random.
It's just random? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the Farmer's Almanac is usually pretty close.
Is it really, though?
It is.
Is it? Mm-hmm. I've never read the Farmer's Almanac.
And I only know people from Back to the Future, too.
We looked at it for my daughter's wedding, and it was right on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So it'll tell you, like, the forecast for every day of the year?
I think so.
Really?
Mm-hmm. When do they forecast it? Like a year beforehand?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
That is pretty. Now, who does that?
A farmer.
Ben Franklin.
Ben Franklin.
Is there just some random farmer that does that, or is it? I'm serious. How does the Farmer's Almanac work?
So the
reading material here. I can read the Farmer's Almanac.
I don't know. Yeah, how does this work?
It might be an average, you know, because they've kept track every year. So maybe they go back and average it. I don't know. With computers now, it's probably really easy.
Ideal room temperature for you, if you had to pick a thermostat right now in this room, what would it be for you?
I think maybe 70.
70? Okay. How about you?
Same here.
I'm like 67. I got to have it in the 60s.
Okay.
That's what I crank it up in the studio. So, yeah. But all these, this whole 78, 82. No, that's
way
too hot.
That's a bunch of bears.
Yeah. And if I got, we had air conditioning before, and it, sure, you know, the bills go up a little higher in the summer, but if you got the AC, man, you got to use it.
Yeah.
You paid for it. You may as well keep cool and enjoy the summer. You know what I mean?
We finally broke down and got a couple of those ACs that, not that hang on your window, but like kind of the big old
tower kind of thing.
Tower.
It's on the ground.
Yeah, it's a tower.
And you
it's
put it, yeah, we have, that's what we have in our bedroom. And it keeps our bedroom nice and cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not freezing, but at least it's
makes a difference.
Cool. Yes.
Yeah.
It's like a 10
it's
degree
difference.
It's even
better than those window fans that we used to we thought would be enough. And it's just not anymore.
And we have a single story house, so I hate to leave the windows open at night because there's a lot of creeps in the world.
Yes,
it's like, nah, I don't want to do that.
Right.
Too many iffy people.
And now there's like bears and cougars like roaming around our neighborhoods these days.
Honestly, I'm excited to go visit my mom for many reasons. One of them is to just have AC for 10 days.
Wow.
Have central AC for 10 days. It's going to be so nice. But yeah, we're leaving actually tomorrow night, taking the boy on the red eye.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So that's going to be a new experience for us because he's flown millions of times, but we've never taken a red eye with him. So that's going to be a new experience. He's excited for it because I prepped him. I was like, okay, you know, Mom's going to take you to dad's work, going to come to the radio station. We're going to go right to the airport, and then we're going to sleep on the airplane because we're flying at night. We get to sleep on a big airplane. He's all excited for that.
Right.
He's like, do they have big beds? I'm like, well, they don't have beds. We'll be sleeping in the seats. But you can bring your favorite blanket, your favorite pillow, and two of your favorite stuffies. So
did you tell him how comfortable it is?
Yeah. Well, for him, it'll probably be okay because we can move the armrest up.
He's so tiny,
he'll
too.
Lay on my lap. He'll have his pillow. So he'll probably be cozy. But I'm going to have the middle seat. So I'm going to be like,
that's
for 5 hours.
That is torture.
Yeah, but that's okay.
But that's okay. You can sleep when you get home.
Yeah, and the flight was cheap, so that's the most important thing.
Yeah,
that's the flight. So yeah, we'll be gone for 10 days, and my mom's going to get some good spoiling time. The kid. Speaking of getting stuff, I'm sure we're going to have stuff to bring back.
More mugs.
Yeah, that's why I warned her ahead of time. I don't want any mugs. I don't want any cups. I don't want anything like that. But she's going to. She got him a new suitcase. So we're bringing, he's got an old raggedy suitcase. So yeah, we're going to bring that one and we're going to bring his new suitcase back and she'll probably fill it up with some, you know, a few things. But
of course, it's a grandma thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking about getting him like a little kid's tablet. Is 4 too young for that, you think?
Like an iPad?
No, it's a Amazon Fire tablet with games and
it's got books too that you can
books read. Yeah, games Kindle. You can put Netflix on there and stuff because he likes to watch some of his shows. Is that too early or is he something you should wait till later?
I don't know. I mean,
I mean you could obviously limit to what's on there. You just keep it to like learning games and maybe throw a few of his shows on there. But I'm thinking about getting him that too for the for the ride back because he like keep him occupied.
Oh, he'll definitely love that.
Yeah, I think as long as it's there's a lot of parental controls on those things. My first reaction, my wife brought it up. I was just like, really, already a tablet? But then I went online and it's really parent friendly.
Right. Yeah. But also, it's an early age and you can teach him screen time.
Yes.
How much screen time you get, and he'll grow up respecting that.
Yep.
So that, none of us had that because they came in later. And so this is an early start. It's like you get to spend this much time on the screen, and the rest you have to be outside.
And there's a timer on it, too. It makes it really easy. Be like, okay, when the timer goes off, gotta go.
I will warn you,
and
though.
Usually he's really good with, like, if he plays, watching something on my phone or whatever, because I got some ABC preschool stuff on there. I was like, okay, you have this amount of time, and then I give him the countdown, and then he's really good about letting it go, which is nice. But what was you going
to
say?
Well, I will say, when he goes to school, like elementary school, and the kids are going to be talking about what games they're playing on
Oh, yeah.
On the tablets and stuff like that. And they're like, okay, I want this app or, you know, just warning you, because this is kind of what happened with my kids. We were just like, you know, we thought we were on top of their phones and video games. And
so how'd you handle that?
It's like, we don't anymore. they're rampant.
They're rampant. They're just running rampant.
It's just, you know, I mean, I'm not going to say out of control. I mean, we still have control, but they love it. So I guess I'm saying that he's going to love it.
Yeah.
He's going to love it. And I think that's why I kind of was like, I don't know. But, you know, you guys, you know, have control. And he loves hanging out with you guys, and keep him also entertained by going outside.
Yeah. And that's what we're doing. That's what we'll continue to do, and stress that it's important to have, you know, a little bit of everything in your life.
Yes.
You know?
And you're so active that I think that that will make a difference.
Yeah.
You made him love climbing. I mean, hiking. And,
yeah.
You know,
see, my test is, you know, he could be engaged in whatever he is. If he's playing a game or doing his ABC mouse on his little leapfrog thing.
Started him on electronics.
I'll be like, right. Yeah, he's on. It's just like a leapfrog, ABCs, 1, 2, 3s, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But he loves it.
Yeah.
And he's starting to outgrow that now, because he knows his ABCs and 1, 2, 3s really good. He's like, this is kind of boring. But I'm always like, okay, bud, I'm going to go hiking. You want to go, or do you want to keep playing your games? He goes, I want to go.
Good. Oh,
so
yeah.
That's how I know. I was all right, put that down. We're done. So.
He's got the fire in his belly.
Yeah. So hopefully that continues. Sure. I'm sure there will be issues, but that's what it's all about. Look at us. We've been doing this for 35 minutes.
Really? Well, that brings me to my coaching moment.
And I was not going to wrap this up until we get to the thing that we wrap up each and every episode with, because we leave you with something to think about the rest of your day and beyond. It is Life Coach Lori's Life Tip of the Day. What do you have for us?
Trust your intuition. Now, I don't know if it's so much for guys, but for women, it is so important for us to trust our intuition. And there's a really great book called The Gift of Fear by Gavin DeBecker. And he talks about women that have been in, you know, situations where they've been attacked, and they knew ahead of time, they knew something was off, but they thought they had to be nice. And so I just feel really strongly about, you know, trusting your intuition. And if it says go right and you're supposed to go left, go right. You'll never know if something would have happened. But listen to that intuition. Don't doubt it. We've been taught as women, especially, to doubt that. Trust your intuition.
And especially when it comes to a creeper, right? If you have a little creeper intuition saying, I don't know, don't give them the benefit of the doubt, right?
Exactly.
That's better to be safe than sorry. Excellent words of advice right there. Thank you so much. I'm AJ. That is Life Coach Lori. Anna D., thank you so much for listening to Listen and Learn.
Or not.
Or not.
Have a great day. And I will not be back next week, because I will be on vacation enjoying Central Air at my mom's house. Woo-hoo! And running up her electric bill. Yay for me.